Carville, GOP justified thinking Dems will sit around and talk about veganism and pronouns if Roe overturned. By Pam Key on May 5, 2022. Democratic strategist James Carville said Thursday on CNN's Out Front that if the Supreme Court overturned 1973's Roe v. Wade decision, Republicans were justified in not fearing Democrats who sit around and talk about veganism and pronouns. Burnett said, "So what Democrats have been talking about? Now look, it's 48 hours past the Roe v. Wade news. So who knows where things are going to go, but they say we'll motivate our base on this. Hillary Clinton went on CBS and talked about it. That the outrage that people will feel will get people to come to the polls. Do you think that's true?" Carville said, "Well, I don't know. I'm like a lot of dads today, been fielding calls from angry and distraught daughters. I think that's going on in all over the United States. To date, they have no fear of Democrats. That's why they do this. Democrats, you have to understand how significant this is in politics. Democrats have won the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections. Roe is over 2-1 in approval. And Alito and them said they say we don't care, we're not fair, and we don't care. All Democrats are going to do is sit around and talk about veganism and pronouns. To some extent, that is a justified opinion they have." He continued, "Now I hope that Hillary Clinton is correct. I hope that people understand that in Louisiana. The legislature passed a bill today out of a committee that would make a 20-year-old scared young female who chooses to get an abortion charged with homicide. In Texas, the governor will challenge the right of public education for children. In Oklahoma, they are passing bills you can't even get an abortion in case for a life of the mother. If this doesn't motivate people, if this doesn't get you going, then I can't do anything to help you." Carville added, "And I'll tell you who's not helping is these progressive advocacy groups. No one cares what they say, no one fears them, and they need to start dispatching people to Georgia and North Carolina and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Nevada and Arizona and places like that. And get out of Washington, and get out of talking points and get out there in the field and start registering people and motivating people. That's what I think." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.